It's that time again. It's time for the Jason Kirkman Show. And here he is, passing out handfuls of salted pistachio nuts and tipping his hat. That guy with the endless supply of smiles and toe-tapping tunes. Your friend and mine, Jason Kirkman. It's definitely that time again. Time for the Jason Kirkman Show.
Well, hello again. I hope you're having a fantastic day, and I can certainly guarantee you that I am. I read this week that happiness is a conscious decision, and I do believe in that concept, and I hope you've decided to be happy today. Sometimes it seems it can certainly be hard. Circumstances and attitudes of others can often try to kick us in the shins, so to speak, in that effort. But my goal today is not to kick you in the shins. As a matter of fact, I want to do just the opposite. I hope to set a few hooks in the corners of your mouth, move them in a slight upward direction, and hold them there until it's set into a perfect smile. Think it'll work? I don't know, but my mother used to say, you keep making that face, it'll freeze that way. I don't know. Let's get with it, shall we? All the fun we have here every week on The Jason Kirkman Show. Keller once wrote, "Your success and happiness lies in you. Resolve to keep happy, and your joy and you shall form an invincible host against difficulties." A moment ago, we had Little Richard with "Keep a Knockin'." Now, from 1956, here's the great Carl Perkins with "Blue Suede Shoes."
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now, go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue. Me down, step in my face, slander my name all over the place, and do anything that you wanna do. But honey, lay off of my shoes, and don't you step on my blue suede shoes. You can do anything, but lay off of my blue suede shoes. My house, steal my car, drink my liquor from my old fruit jar, and do anything that you wanna do. But honey, lay off of them shoes, and don't you step on my blue suede shoes. You can do
off of my blue suede shoe. Rock! For the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoe. But it's blue, blue, blue suede shoe. Blue, blue, blue suede shoe. Yeah, blue, blue, blue suede shoe, baby. Blue, blue, blue suede shoe. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoe.
I tend to agree with Charles Lamb when he said that New Year's Day is every man's birthday. Here's the great Buddy Holly with That'll Be the Day.
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie. Cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, you give me all your loving and your dirt of loving, all your hugs and kisses and your money too. Well, you know you love me, baby. Still, you tell me maybe that someday will I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, cause that'll be the day when I die. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie. Cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, when Cupid shot his dart, he shot it at your heart. So if we ever part, then I leave you. You sit and hold me and you tell me boldly that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie. Cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, that'll be the day. Ooh, ooh, that'll be the day. Ooh, ooh, that'll be the day. Ooh, ooh, that'll be the day.
And now for a little comedy. From Days Gone By, here's Bob and Ray.
And now our New York correspondent Bob Elliott is covering the literary scene tonight. So come in, Bob.
It seems as if every year they're coming out with bigger and bigger books at higher and higher prices. The author of one such work is here with me now. You are Mr. Nelson, Alfred E. Nelson, am I correct?
That's right, and the book I wrote is a history of the United States.
Yes, well, I've been looking through this copy we have here. It's 1,100 pages long, isn't it, Mr. Nelson?
And at that, I'm just beginning to scratch the history of this country.
Well, now, there are quite a few questions I'd like to ask you about it. First of all, as I remember, you had Abraham Lincoln driving to his inauguration in an automobile. Did you check on that at all?
Well, there are several glaring errors in the book that, unfortunately, I didn't catch. Now, that was one of them. Referring to the father of our country as Nelson Washington. That was another one. You know, actually, I was thinking of my own last name there, you know. Actually, his real name, I think, is George.
Yeah, well, you have a number of things like that in the book here, and I think you had the editor of Poor Richard's Almanac as Benjamin French or something like that.
Yeah, instead of French, it should have been Benjamin Franklin.
Yeah. Well, now, when did all these things come to your attention, these mistakes, these glaring errors?
Well, a friend of mine brought them to my attention. After the book was published, I sent out copies to the reviewers, you know, on various newspapers and TV stations. And then I sent one to my friend. And he no sooner got hold of it than he called me at home and he started to point out, several little errors that unfortunately got through.
Yeah, well, like on page 820, if I remember, you have the first capital of the United States in Bailey's Mistake, Maine.
Yeah.
What prompted you to do a thing like that?
Well, it was just carelessness on my part.
Do any research at all for this book?
Well, quite a bit, but what happened was that I relied on my memory a great deal.
From what you learned in school?
Yeah, what I learned in school, that's right.
How far did you go in school, by the way?
I went through the eighth grade.
And you wrote an 1,100-page history book with only an eighth-grade education.
Yeah, well, we had a very intensive history course. See?
Yes, but an eighth-grade education isn't enough to qualify a person, even a genius, to write a book of this sort.
Well, that's what you say, you know.
Your book proves it, Mr. Nelson.
Well, look, I had all the facts. It was just that, I had the names wrong. A few dates were wrong.
Right.
For example, I had the Civil War happening in 1911.
Yes,
you know, it was wrong, of course, right?
Yeah.
That I could have checked by asking almost anybody on the street. But here again, I was too dogged. You know, when I sit down on my typewriter, I just start and want to get through. You know, just put it on.
I understand. Frankly, I think this is a pretty sloppy piece of work.
Yeah, it's a shabby piece of work, and I'm the first to admit it.
It also sells for $47.50, which is a ridiculous price for an 1,100-page thing like this.
Well, look here. It's leather-bound. Publishers, he's fit to be tied with the mistakes.
So. I don't care about the binding. Anyway, it's the book inside that's important.
Well, the binding does mean something. It's real hand-tool leather, you know. Pages are nice and glossy and everything.
Let me just say that I'm not going to let any of my children see it when they ask me about history.
Well, let me put it this way. I'll never appear in your program again, either.
It's okay with me. And that is our book report for this session. Back to Control Central.
When asked what his New Year's resolution would be, a famed British theatrical critic responded, "To tolerate fools more gladly, provided this does not encourage them to take up more of my time." You're listening to The Jason Kirkman Show. And here's the great Joe South with Walk a Mile in My Shoes. as luck would have it, someone minding their own business here in North America became royalty somewhere else. This time, it happened to be a 32-year-old Vancouver, British Columbia man with a wife and a baby. He was working as a gardener until he learned that a 6,000-person tribe in Ghana wanted him for their king. Thus, Eric Manu, a nephew of the king who died in 2013, was asked in July of 2015 to come take over the part-time, at least, position and by tradition. Manu's Canadian wife will join him as queen, considered to be mother of all mothers. Eric said the couple will do whatever they can to improve the lives in their village.
King Creole.
There's a man in New Orleans, he's a rock and roll. He's a guitar man with a great big soul. He lays down a beat like a ton of cola. He goes by the name of King Creole. You know he's gone, 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 jumping like catfish on a pole. Hip shaking King Creole. When the king starts to do it, it's as good as done. He holds his skin tall like a Tommy gun. He starts to growl without any throat. He bends a string and that sauce she wrote. You know he's gone, 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 gone. Jumping like a catfish on the pole. You know he's gone, 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 gone. At a hip shaking King Creole.
King Creole.
He sings a song about a crawdad hole. He sings a song about a jelly roll. He sings a song about a pork and greens. He sings some blues about a New Orleans. You know it's gone, gone, gone. Jumping like a catfish on a pole. You know it's gone, gone, gone. The back of chicken King Creole.
King Creole.
Something evil, then he plays something sweet. No matter how he plays, you gotta get up on your feet. And when he gets a rockin' fever, baby, heaven sinks. He don't stop playing till his guitar breaks. You know he's gone, 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 jumping like a catfish on the pole. Yeah, you know he's gone, 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 at a hip shaking King Creole.
Yeah, go.
You know he's gone, gone, hip shaking King Creole.
That was Elvis Presley with King Creole. Thank you so much for being a part of my day by listening to The Jason Kirtman Show. And thanks again to all of the stations that carry the program. You can check out all the stations that carry the show by going to jasonkirtman.com. That's C-U-R-T-M-A-N. And clicking on the links in the upper left-hand side of the homepage. And that will take you directly to the websites of the stations that carry the program. While you're there, check out the blog and send me an email. Let me know where you heard The Jason Kirtman Show. And here is Mr. Chuck Willis with Feel So Bad.
Feel so bad. Feel like a ball game on a rainy day. Feel so bad. Feel like a ball game on a rainy day. Yes, I got my rain check. Shake my head and walk away. Ooh, people, that's the way I feel. Ooh, people, that's the way I feel. Sometimes I think I want, then again I think I will. Sometimes I want to stay here, then again I want to leave. Times I want to leave here, then again I want to stay here. Yes, I got my train fare, pack my grip and ride away.
Mm-hmm.
people, that's the way I feel. People, that's the way I feel. Sometimes I think I won't, and again I think I will.
Aiken Ajee is currently suing the Iowa Board of Cosmetology Arts and Sciences for burdening her right to make a living. As Forbes.com reported in October, Aiken was a war refugee from what is currently South Sudan and is now a permanent resident of the United States. She's skilled in braiding hair, which she learned from elders when she was five. However, a licensed braider in Iowa, the maximum penalty if caught, if you're unlicensed, is prison plus a $10,000 fine. She needs a high school diploma or equivalent and 2,100 hours of cosmetology coursework, more than the combined training for dental assistants, bus drivers, EMTs, child care workers, and even security guards, and for which Iowa's 27 cosmetology schools might charge up to $22,000. Here's that awesome lady known as Laverne Baker doing Whippersnapper.
He's a young whippersnapper, he's a jukebox jitterbug. He's a young whippersnapper, he's a jukebox jitterbug. He's a toe-tapping, he's slapping, hand-clapping, he's a cutter-up.
Kirkman Show is proud to be produced at Studio 312, located in the south side of southern New Mexico's Tularosa Basin, where the stores just can't seem to keep the mustache wax in stock. We like it here. If you like history, beautiful scenery, and fantastic food, and who doesn't, right? You'll love what we have to offer, and we get just a little giddy at the thought of showing you around and feeding you with the finest cuisine that has ever passed your palate. So please, we eagerly encourage you to stop by and visit us on your next family vacation. We'd be proud to have you. Check out all we have to offer at alamogordo.com, cloudcroft.com, and newmexico.org. All of these sites are linked at jasonkirkman.com. I'm going to leave you with a little bit of Jerry Reed, one of my favorite songs. It's What It's All About. Talk about the good times.
Yeah, here we come. Well, I remember when I was just children, a time when people used to treat a neighbor like a fellow man. Them all day singing and them big prayer meeting, when a man was proud to walk up, he'd shake his neighbor's hand. Lord, you talk about the good time. Talk about the good time. Oh, if you ever needed help, a friend was there. Some good neighbor helped lift your burdens. Oh, and the simple joys of life your friends would share. But the times are harder and the people are changing. Today most folks couldn't tell you who the next door neighbors are. All the guns are loaded, the front doors are bolted. Ain't this old world taking hate and fear to day he died. He said, son, this world is so full of hate and venom that I can't wait to leave this old place and rest on the other side. 'Cause you talk about a good time, talk about a good time. Well, I'm gonna see all the friends I knew in the good old days. We'll have a big handshake and sit and talk together. Sit down by the River Jordan, sing our scares away. Hey, you talk about a good time, talk about a good time, talk about a good time.
The Jason Kirtman Show is underwritten by today's FullerBrush.com. Fuller Brush, providers of products for home and business since 1906. www.todaysfullerbrush.com.